I'm Marco Werman, and you're with The World, a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH here in Boston. It's been a hectic time in American politics, but things are also pretty crazy in France. There's a presidential election coming up there soon, and the conservative candidate, who'd been the front-runner for months, is now fighting for his political life. François Fillon was seen by many as the best bet to beat Marine Le Pen, the head of the anti-immigrant National Front Party. Then a financial scandal erupted. Fillon is accused of putting his wife on the government payroll for a job she allegedly never did. Our colleagues at the BBC spoke with Fillon supporters this week. Some, like Perrine Sabat, want the conservative candidate to step down.
The thing is, if we continue with him, I'm pretty sure we will lose and offer a great boulevard to Marine Le Pen and the National Front, and that's a shame.
But others like Sidonie Grand say Fillon should stay in the race.
Right now, it's just allegations. Nothing has been proven. What we know of this situation right now, nothing is illegal. And until we know more, there is no reason for him to step down.
The allegations against Fillon are not insignificant. They involve about $1 million in questionable payments to his wife. But the conservative candidate's problems go beyond that, says Vivian Walt. She's Time magazine's correspondent in Paris.
You know, I think that there is a combination here. Of course, the sums are enormous. But aside from that, I think it was the kind of attitude that the Fillon family had in response to the scandal when it broke, which was effectively could be boiled down to what's the big deal here. François Fillon had a big rally in Paris last weekend in which he stood up and said he thought that he was subject to a smear campaign. And it was almost like he didn't get it. And I think that really has offended people, maybe even as much as the actual details of the scandal.
And the accusations are especially problematic because Fillon was running as kind of Mr. Integrity, Mr. Clean. And now the investigation is widening to look at his children. Is that right?
Absolutely. I mean, here was the drain the swamp candidate, if you like. He's a conservative Catholic, strong family values, 5 kids. And he came in as a kind of anti-bling bling candidate, as the one who was the straight ace. And he, in fact, it turns out, had put two of his children, both of whom are lawyers, it should be said, on some kind of payroll, but without documentation. So you have effectively three members out of a family of seven who, one way or another, were benefiting from public funds without really any knowledge of the public.
So what do you think, Vivian? Will Fillon step down? Will he leave the race?
It seems really hard to imagine at this point that he can piece together his campaign and continue as it was just a couple of weeks ago. It really does seem that if he's not completely out of the race, he is mortally wounded.
If Fillon was seen as the best chance to defeat Marine Le Pen, do the allegations against Fillon mean that Le Pen will win? I mean, how far a shift to the right is France headed for with or without Fillon in the race? What are the scenarios?
The big question on everybody's minds is whether we could be headed towards another Trump-like upset. And Trump's victory had really a kind of major impact psychologically in France because it was seen as being a very clear signal that somebody like Marine Le Pen could perhaps win, whereas just recently it was seemed to be absolutely improbable. It's still likely that left and right might join together in order to keep her out. But even that is really unclear.
Is a big risk here a Frexit, a France leaving the European Union?
Well, Le Pen has made it completely clear that one of the first tasks she will do if she does win the election is to go to the EU and negotiate a totally different deal within the union. It's not likely that she will get much out of the EU, and in which case she says she will hold a referendum for a Frexit. And I would say that although the polls say that many people would vote to remain in the EU, there are polls that say that there are millions of French who would vote to leave. And it's almost impossible to imagine the survival of the EU without France. It is one of the founding members. It's the second biggest economy after Germany, and it is a vast country. And it would be very difficult for the EU to operate under such conditions.
Our friend Vivian Walt, Time Magazine's correspondent in Paris, thanks very much.
You're welcome.